Incendiary Radio. I'm back, the 21st day of May 2017. Greetings, everybody. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Welcome to the show. Had a hiatus last week. I want to thank Pat Privilege for sitting in for me. I appreciate him. Very smart guy. And it's nice to have somebody, if you got something to do, that you can lean on to do the show for you. So I appreciate you, Pat. I got Trump's speech in Saudi Arabia queued up. I've got a bunch of stuff to go through. You know, when you miss 2 weeks, it's kind of crazy, because then you're like, so many things have happened to where you almost get like kind of wigged out, because 2 weeks is a long period of time in this accelerated kind of apocalyptic scenario we're witnessing unfold in front of us. And, you know, I wanted to start with this, though. I've got a few different angles to kind of set the tone tonight. And so this first one is basically about the Art of War and Steve Bannon being a major fan of the Art of War. And this angle that I'm seeing people kind of perpetuate out here, that Trump is playing games with our media and the, you know, the Marxist embedded left political establishment and so forth and so on. And so this is up at the good old Sorcha Fall, whatdoesitmean.com site. And I just wanted to kind of put this out there before I start getting into the negatives and all that, because there's plenty of things. You know, Trump getting the big 2-pound gold chain put on him by the Saudi royals. And you watch this stuff, and this big, you know, multi-hundred-billion-dollar agreements. And, you know, I watched this speech that Trump gave today, and I wanted to go through it, but what I was really watching was the looks on the faces of these people in the audience, all these Muslim leaders from around the world. And I was trying to put myself in their shoes, knowing what I know about our deep state and our allies, so-called, the Israelis, the MI6 up in Britain, the DGSE in France, the DVD in Germany, and all these interlocking intelligence agencies which roll together on all these false flag incidents and so forth and so on. And then Trump sitting here harping on Islamic terrorism and all this. And it's like, look, at the street level, a good portion of these guys are terrorists. Now, there's a billion plus of these people in the world. If a lot of them were terrorists, we'd be fighting in the streets every day with them. And so we have to keep a realistic perspective on this, because that's not the way it is. A lot of these people are basically, they're culturally Muslim, like a lot of people are culturally Catholic here in the United States. You know, you look at them. I buried one of my buddies, earlier in the week, really painful, same age as me, you know, and everybody was there, you know, they were all people that I grew up with, partied with, and everything else. We're all doing the sign of the cross and everything, but a lot of these guys are just culturally Catholic, and then a lot of these Muslim people are like that, and we have to realize that as well. And those are the people that are the real hindrance to the jerks completely taking over the entire planet. And so we don't want to alienate this entire group of people just because they grew up in this construct of Islam. Just like you can't throw every Jew in the world under the bus because they grew up in the construct of Judaism. You've had all these Jewish people throughout the ages that blew the whistle on the, basically, what one of my buddies, he says, is basically Jewish chauvinism. That whole thing where, yeah, we're the best, we're the supreme, and all that other crap. And this stuff comes up in other ethnic groups, but it's really codified in the Babylonian Talmud, parts of the Kabbalah, and so forth and so on. And so But there's been a lot of people, especially converts to the Christian faith, that actually blew the whistle on the Jewish supremacist ideology. And so to say every Jew is the product of a sexual union between, you know, the devil and Eve, and every one of them, you know, is somehow tainted, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, that's just, to me, you're falling right into the trap that some of the guys like Herzl and so forth wanted you to fall into, to where you'd be like, yeah, the anti-Semites will be our best friends because, see, people will see how ridiculous they look because they're not logical and so forth and so on. And so I've really tried to hone and fine tune my looking at this thing, you know, and always keeping in mind the whistleblowers, the Ben Friedmans, the Myron Fagans, even the modern guys like Gilad Otzman and Shlomo Sands, and even the Pfefferkorn brothers, who were hundreds of years ago converts. Or really, some of these guys blew the whistle on the Talmud right off the flip. These Jewish converts, like, look, I got something to tell you here. You know, these guys over here, they've got this toxic collection of writings, you know, and most of the Christian world at the time didn't know about it. And guess what? They're really, really bad. And if you guys knew about it, you would kind of understand the skullduggery and the machinations under the surface and why you're always having problems with these folks. And so you got to give it up to the whistleblowers, you know, even like Jack Bernstein, probably killed by Mossad, and some of these other guys, Israel Shahak, who's now dead, who died under mysterious circumstances. And so always keep in mind, you know, when you want to paint every, you know, this wide brush, all these people, it's like, look, we got a lot of our information from some of these people that came off the plantation and gave us, you know, the meat about, you know, this toxic ideology. Now let's move into this. So let's get back into the Sun Tzu stuff real quick. So this article is talking about exchanges between General Joe Dunford and Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, where President Trump has been employing the tactics of ancient Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu against the American mainstream propaganda media in order to destroy them, and all of whom have now unwittingly plunged into what is being described by some members of the Security Council as the Trump trap. And they've got a quote from Trump up there: sometimes by losing a battle, you find a new way to win the war. And it gets into Bannon here. According to this report, and knowing that he could very likely win the 2016 presidential election against his deeply flawed, according to Joe Biden, opponent Hillary Clinton, but also knowing it would ignite a deep state backlash against him, then billionaire businessman Trump on 17 August appointed as the chief executive of his presidential campaign former U.S. Navy officer Steve Bannon, whose meteoric rise through the business and banking worlds is credited by his near single-minded devotion to Sun Tzu's 5th-century military treatise, Art of War. And this about Bannon being into the Art of War comes out of BigThink.com, an article, and whose governing precept is all warfare is based on deception. Okay, so that's out of the Art of War, and then hence the Mossad motto, by deception thou shalt do war. And so, you know, you look into this and be like, okay, everybody pulls ideas, you know, from each other. The ends justifies the means with Machiavelli, you know, the Jewish Mossad, and you got the MI6, really, you know, one of the big old intelligence agencies, and then you get back into the occultist Dr. John Dee, and then you move over into Rome. Okay, and, you know, E. Howard Hunt, in on the JFK hit, says basically the Jesuits got the baddest intelligence operation on the planet. And so a lot of people want to poo-poo the Jesuits, like I've said the last few times I've been on the air, but they're mentioning the protocols as a formidable kind of adversary to the Elders of Zion. So all these people that want to poo-poo me by talking about the Jesuits and so forth, it's right in the protocols, dummy. And so you're gonna throw it out. So that's all I'm gonna say there. Now, and so this is the angle I wanted to kind of lay in your minds, because we're seeing all this stuff playing out here with Trump and the Saudis. And so think about it. And a lot of people are talking about this. Okay, so Trump stops talking to basically the Sunni Muslim world. And, you know, and I'm going to play some of this in a few short minutes, but he did some things that I was really freaked out about. And there's other articles flying around out here that really tie into this, but Trump's talking smack on Hezbollah, all right? And, you know, there's all these different, let's say, opinions, but you look at the Israeli aggression against the Lebanese people ever since, you know, I was a youngster. I remember Israeli incursions into Lebanon and so forth, and I know you had elements there, PLO elements and so forth, and some of the Islamic Jihad types and these guys that have always been there as kind of the refugee element, and Jordan's always held quite a few Palestinian refugees. And so, of course, you're going to have militants that got displaced from their homeland, and they get placed in camps and so forth and so on, right in the surrounding area. Of course, you're going to have that sort of activity. It's just, that's just elementary, all right? And so it looks like to me, you know, with the bombing of the Syrian convoy with Trump, you know, what's fascinating. Let me get this together. Mr. Producer, get clip five ready. Now, here's what kills me about some of these idiot, kind of like the Marxist black Democrats on the House floor, and this guy Al Green, okay, calling for Trump's impeachment. Let's just listen to him for a second and listen to why he says Trump should be impeached. Let's do clip five.
Today, Mr. Speaker, to call for the impeachment of the President of the United States of America for obstruction of justice. I do not do this for political purposes, Mr. Speaker. I do this because I believe in the great ideals that this country stands for. Liberty and justice for all.
Hit pause, Mr. Producer. So these Marxist black Democrats for the last 8 years shut their mouth and ran cover for a guy dismantling the Constitutional Republic. Oh, I got a pen and a phone, all that crap, targeting people with the IRS, doing things that made Richard Nixon seem like he's one of the 144,000 virgins out of the Book of Revelation. And now all of a sudden, these black Democrat Marxist idiot types like this guy, they're calling for Trump to be impeached over, I mean, some very flim-flam, flimsy, not corroborated BS. Let's resume the clip.
Should have government of the people, by the people, for the people. I do it because, Mr. Speaker, there is a belief in this country that no one is above the law, and that includes the President of the United States of America. Mr.
All
Speaker,
right, go ahead and stop it. Go ahead and stop it.
This is
and everybody points this out all day, every day. It's just so in your face. The Alinskyites, it's like they wear hypocrisy like a badge of honor. They get off on being hypocrites. You know, months ago, they all hated Comey. And all of a sudden, Trump cans his butt. And all of a sudden, Comey's, you know, St. Michael the Archangel. You know, and then my producer saying, and Hillary, all the criminal acts of the Clintons, the body count, the emails, as the Secretary of State, the uranium deals, all a Sandy Hook. Boston bombing, all the false flags carried out under the Obama administration, where Trump actually used those instances today in Saudi Arabia as Islamic terror, which, you know, I don't know if Trump is you know, he could be playing Sun Tzu here. I would hope he is, because if he's not, he's a buffoon. And so I know the guy is a slick type of guy that has been rich and everything else. We know all the connections with various elements, Felix Sater, Roy Cohn, and all the kosher mob. But at the same time, there's the way that the entire power structure turned against him, even having all these kosher mob ties, it's not boding well for him. And so there has to be some dangerous element about this guy to where the entire six corporations dominated media, basically the entire guns were turned in a fashion that we just haven't seen. And so, there's something weird here. All right. And so basically, I wanted to get this one out of the way, this whole kind of art of war angle, that this is what Trump's doing and it's a tactical decision and so forth and so on. All right. Now, Mr. Producer, let's kind of move on from there for a second. Get clip 16 ready, because I think this, I've been seeing this float around too, and this is about the chemtrailing. Okay, all these people are saying that Trump signed an executive order banning chemtrails. Okay, well, I've been seeing chemtrails all over the place, not as much as I did previously, but they're still there. All right. And so when you see this, oh my gosh, Trump signed an executive order banning chemtrails, and you walk out your door and you see freaking chemtrails all over the place. Give me a break. Let's hit clip 16.
Now, this video is because I have got a barrage of emails saying we all need to help Donald Trump because his life is in danger because he signed an executive order and he stopped chemtrailing cold. There are no more chemtrails in the sky. Well, in the last 3 days, I've been in three separate states. And these guys were loaded, riddled with chemtrails in every direction. So I went out in my yard. I took the Nikon P900 with me and started showing right now in real time how they're chemtrailing the sky everywhere. So that basically debunks whatever you think you found. That's an executive order that's stopping chemtrailing. They're not going to stop chemtrailing. It's part of what they're doing. And anyone thinks that Donald, I mean, I can't even believe people still think that Donald Trump is somehow going to help us out. Donald Trump is one of them. That's all there is to it. Every single solitary one of his actions have proven that. But still, some people think Trump is going to save.
Stop it there. Now, I don't agree with that. I think Trump has been a hybrid thus far. Now, I wanted to get back to the Al Green idiot calling for Trump's impeachment. And then this guy, this YouTuber here, saying every one of Trump's actions has been screwed up. No, it hasn't. To really, go after. Look, NAFTA's about to get renegotiated. Okay, can't get any worse. The carbon tax thing, the coal plants and all of that. Supposedly, now I don't know if this is true or not. None of us do. Supposedly, immigration from the southern border has really, really slowed just due to the ripple effect psychologically of some of these people thinking, I'm not going in there right now. Hell with it. I'll stay where I'm at. So I don't know. You read all these various reports. Oh, my gosh, apprehensions are way down at the border. Well, were you apprehending anybody anyway? But anyway, and so there's some things here where it's a real mixed bag. And we have to look at it that way. To say everything that Trump has done has been terrible, that's insane. Who knows where we'd be right now if Hillary was in? And that's hard to really, really say. But the whole chemtrail thing, I've been seeing them, and there's people trying to throw this out there. Oh, my gosh, Trump signed an executive order. We're safe from the chemtrails now. And that's just not true. But Al Green, if he really wanted to call for the ouster the president on the floor in the well of the House of Representatives, why didn't he just talk about why'd you just hit Syria? Why'd you just bomb a Syrian convoy that's going to fight ISIS? Okay. Now I got a bunch of tweets here by people in the area. Okay, let me see here. Now this lady writes from Veterans Today and Veterans News Now. Charmaine Narwani, deliberate U.S. coalition bombs Iraqi PMU forces entering Syria on the day of the Iraqis and Syrians meet to beef up military cooperation on the border. Coalition strikes near Jordan border. Guess which Kurdish guy was in Amman today. U.S. lapdog Barzani sinking to thwart Iraq-Syria cooperation. So you're seeing this demonization of Hezbollah, the demonization of Iran, and basically some of this actions is looking like trying to keep the Syrians and the Iraqis apart, okay? And we know a large portion of Iraq is Shiite. And so, you know, it's crazy to look at it this way. And you realize, and it's like, gosh, Trump, you're in here in Saudi Arabia talking smack about Hezbollah when the Lebanese heads of state are there. I mean, it was so painful to watch some of that, okay? I don't know why we didn't come up on break, but anyway, we'll keep going. Mr. Producer, get clip two ready while we're talking about chemtrailing. This is kind of disturbing because the B-2 bombers are based here at Whiteman Air Force Base on the way to Kansas City here in Missouri. And so people have actually been recording the B-2s doing some chemtrailing. Let's do clip two.
Once again, we have a B-2 bomber, as you can see here, and I've reported on this in the past. We've talked about the B-2 bombers getting caught dropping chemtrails over New Mexico and other areas. Well, we now have video from here in Kentucky of a B-2, and it's definitely a B-2 from the footage, chemtrailing here in KY. Here we have some other military activity. This is Maryland 350 Mount Hermon Road. We had some tan military trucks on the move up here that was sent in my way.
You could stop it there.
A look at the skies of Southwest.
People are actually seeing, you know, not jetliner aircraft, B-2s spraying. And you know, True Stream Media just put out a big video about a week ago about all these germ warfare tests, and the damn thing is we don't know what is it, what the components are on any one day versus the day previous, and that's what's very, they've got people, you know, desensitized to the fact of seeing this all over the sky, and the next thing you know, they could put something very harmful to really, you know, accelerate the end of life for people, like older people and so forth. I mean, there's so many possibilities here. It's just fascinating. Let's talk about this. O'Reilly, Jones, Hannity, Roger Ailes. Now, there's all kinds of, and then Chris Cornell, which I got a couple videos about Chris Cornell from Soundgarden, Audioslave. You know, the theories are flying around with, you know, Ailes and Chris Cornell the same day, okay, were basically announced. So many people are, you know, really questioning these two deaths right here. Roger Ailes, you know, heading up Fox News, he gets yanked, and then he ends up dying very quickly after he gets yanked out of Fox. And then basically the juggernaut facing Trump from this weird, like, Comey Democratic Party, Michael Moore Marxist, and then the entire corporate, you know, Mockingbird media structure, and even personalities at Fox, and a decent number of personalities in the Republican Party, McCain, Graham, Amash, all these kind of, you know, people all kind of saying, oh, there's something here with this firing of Comey and Trump trying to lean on Comey to let up on General Flynn, and you know. And I've got an article I'm going to have to read basically about, you know, it gets heavy. And if I got time, I'm going to try to get into a large portion of it. But Gordon Duff dropped this today. VT does a super leak as Trump makes America a Saudi whore. And so he dropped this today. Trump knows the 9/11 briefing information below, something that makes his current trip even more treasonous. Now, you got to realize about Gordon Duff. Highly connected dude from the way it looks, gets a lot of crazy information, has admitted that he puts out a certain percentage of disinformation on his articles in order to stay alive is basically what he says. But you can get kind of an angle here where there's some deep exposures of kind of your right-wing kind of Zio criminal network stuff. Now, he runs cover for a lot of the left. He's basically a Democratic Party operative, and you have to realize that about Gordon Duff. And I've kind of just realized that over the years of reading his stuff, that he's been really soft on Obama, really had a love affair with Obama, and really glossed over all the Marxist evil crap that Obama was involved in. And he calls, like, your right-wing, like, Americana, white patriot types. He always calls them trailer trash and rednecks and basically tries to seem like they're all dumbed down and they are – all of them are just, you know, racist and want to kill everybody that's not white. And so that's Duff's angle, and that's the way – if you read him, you know, regularly, you'll get that. He basically puts Jones – like the Zio Christian Bible Thumpers, the KKK. It's almost like an SPLC cutout with a heavy intelligence layer over the top. And we'll start covering some of this when we get back. Incendiary Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, see that queen over there? Hi, Nina looks like a Don Green. Hi, she's mocking herself with a few songs of Nick Cannon.
If Rihanna was an ocean, you're Apollo. If it was all about your clothes, then you'd be king. But you gotta understand there is a struggle between doing what you want and doing your own thing.
Radio Sunday nights on the Republic Broadcasting Network, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., 3 hours, republicbroadcasting.org. Folks, support Republic. Who knows how long Republic's going to be able to last, but it's one of these networks where sometimes people get on your nerves, but then once we would all get out your way, you'd be sitting here and there'd be a vacuum in your life. And that's the way you got to look at it. And so, you know, a lot of you folks maybe get on the dollar a day program or 50 cents a day, or if a few hundred of you did that, we'd be fine and nobody'd have to worry about it. Now, this is Gordon Duff, sympathetic to the left, loves the Democratic Party, okay, hates the right wing. He thinks everybody's a Klan member, and he calls them Bible thumpers, you know, and all, the whole nine yards. Now, here, this is what's so funny. The bow Trump is making is more than ceremonial, a humiliation for the United States. So he never said that about Obama, I'll guarantee you, when he openly bowed, like, almost at a 45-degree angle to shake the present king's hand back when he first visited the king. But now you see Trump, he's got to get thrown under the bus. This is more hypocrisy out of these people, and I really just dislike it. I don't like hypocrisy on the right when these conservatives, so-called, do things that's utterly hypocritical. But the Marxists are the kings of it. They're the best because it's actually a modus operandi. It's part of their rules for radicals. It's encoded in their DNA to be hypocrites because they have no principles. It's all basically what you would just consider Machiavellianism. Ends justifies the means. I don't care if I've got to prostrate myself this way, that way, or anyway. Or if I've got to lie, bear false witness against a person, that stuff's all just, you know, that's to be lauded. You got to give somebody a pat on the back. You see, they're ruthless. And you see this when they got impregnated into the hip-hop community and the rap community, where if you had empathy for another, you were considered weak. And ruthlessness was the chief characteristic that you had to attain, or you were some sort of a chump, a punk, a mark, a fool. And so this has come straight out of Marxism. And so So he's talking smack on Trump, bending over to get this big old 2-pound gold necklace. The award he is receiving is an office of title and includes swearing fealty to the Saudi king. That's according to Duff. I don't know if this is true or not. Trump is now officially a vassal of Saudi Arabia and is now officially promised in his own name the lives and well-being of his subjects in the defense of Saudi Arabia. From Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution of the United States of America, no title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of the Congress, accept of any present emolument, office, or title of any kind whatever from any king, prince, or foreign state. Now, you would have to dig into whether that's true or not. It's crazy. Now, let's see. You got to get into Kushner here. The photo above is Donald Trump traveling under the guise of the President of the United States, accepting the award that just happens to be on a 2-pound gold chain that requires him to bow before the Saudi ruler, just like every other tin pot dictator that comes there peddling wares. For Trump, it is his hotel deals, his casino and golf club partnerships, and of course, Kushner's billions plus commission as fixer, seeing to it that Saudi Arabia now has parity with Israel in all weapon systems. From the Atlantic, several of Trump's critics have moved forward with legal action. The watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CRU, probably a Marxist outfit, I don't know, I haven't looked them up, filed a lawsuit alleging that Trump's business holdings violate the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution, which makes it illegal for government officials to accept it of any present emolument, officer title of any kind, whatever, from any king, prince, or foreign state. Okay, let's get straight who this guy is whose rear end Donny boy is smooching. Even the real investigation of 9/11, not the petty Bush cover-up, shows Saudi Arabia to have financed and planned the attack along with Israel and a nest of Washington traitors. Remember on 9/11 when the Israeli teams were arrested, it was reported on national television, et cetera, et cetera. And then that article goes on, okay? Now, the funny thing is, okay, let's see here. With the Saudis, they're billions of dollars, and them having breakfast on the morning at the Carlyle Group with Daddy Bush, some of the members of the Bin Laden family, and so forth, is pretty bad. And then they supplied the patsies. Okay, these 19 guys, 15 or so were Saudis. But I mean, to really lay the blame on Saudi Arabia for throwing out some money when they were set up by British intelligence in the first place, Lawrence of Arabia and all this stuff. So let's listen to this. This is Trump talking about, and this is the beginning of his clip where he gave this speech today in Saudi Arabia. Let's go ahead and hit the first part of it, Mr. Producer, and listen very closely. Clip one. We're starting at 22 seconds.
I would like to thank King Salman for his extraordinary words and the magnificent kingdom of Saudi Arabia for hosting today's summit. I am honored to be received by such gracious hosts. I have always heard about the splendor of your country and the kindness of your citizens, but words do not do justice to the grandeur of this remarkable place and the incredible hospitality you have shown us from the moment we arrived. You also hosted me in the treasured home of King Abdul Aziz, the founder of the kingdom who united your great people. working alongside him, another beloved leader, American President Franklin Roosevelt, King Abdulaziz began the enduring partnership between our two countries. King Salman, your father would be very, very proud to see that you are continuing his legacy.
All right, go ahead and stop that there. Go ahead and stop that there, Mr. Producer, and forward ahead to the next segment, 519. Now, so Trump gave up the goods right there. Like we've all us conspiracy theories have talked about all this time about.
Are here. Yeah,
about basically this petrodollar kind of protectorate system originally set up by the British, and then later coming right behind this FDR with becoming basically the protector of Saudi Arabia, the House of Saud, and this kind of Wahhabi crypto-Judaic bunch that has ruled this people with an iron fist ever since, the beheadings, all the weird, you know, barbaric 7th century, just wacko system. And it's all about oil, and it's a lot of it's about geopolitics. It's strategic. It's now we're seeing basically this caliphate being built. Now, Savage the other day, I was listening to Michael Savage, and he was flipping out about this new Arab NATO that's going to be headed by Saudi Arabia, and all the Gulf State cooperative types and all these characters are going to be part of this kind of like a Sunni NATO system as a counterbalance to Iran, Syria, you know, Hezbollah in Lebanon and so forth. And some of these other regimes are probably on the fence here, and the old Russian sphere satellite nations. And so this is kind of like we see all this weird stuff with Astana and Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan and all the weird deep state kind of warfare going on over the former Russian Soviet, you know, satellites. Interesting stuff. All right, let's go hit 519.
Now, there is even more blessed news that I am pleased to share with you. My meetings with King Salman, the Crown Prince, and the Deputy Crown Prince have been filled with great warmth, goodwill, and tremendous cooperation. Yesterday, we signed historic agreements with the kingdom that will invest almost $400 billion in our two countries and create many hundreds of thousands of jobs in America and Saudi Arabia. This landmark agreement includes the announcement of a $110 billion Saudi-funded defense purchase, and we will be sure to help our Saudi friends to get a good deal from our great American defense companies, the greatest anywhere in the world. This agreement will help the Saudi military to take a far greater role in security and operations having to do with security. We have also started discussions with many of the countries present today on strengthening partnerships and forming new ones to advance security and stability across the Middle East and far beyond. Later today, we will make history again with the opening of the new Global Center for Combating Extremist Ideology, located right here in this central part of the Islamic world.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, Mr. Producer, and then forward it up to 821. Now, that's just so... I hope this is some Sun Tzu crap because it's so over the top. You're going to have a center for combating extremism in the Wahhabi state of Saudi Arabia. You know, and I got to say this. Melania and Ivanka did not wear hijabs, niqabs, whatever you want to call them. Okay, they did not wear the veil. You know, it's quite interesting. You know, you saw Hillary and Chelsea hanging out with Arafat. They were wearing veils. And I mean, I would wonder if Hillary made her state visit there, what she would have been wearing. Just a hypothetical. But Ivanka and Melania did not have veils on, and I got to give them some credit over that. There was probably some serious pressure there for them to do so. And so, you know, I mean, this is all crazy to try to wrap your mind around. But let's hit the next portion, 8:21.
But above all, we must be united in pursuing the one goal that transcends every other consideration. That goal is to meet history's great test, to conquer extremism and vanquish the forces that terrorism brings with it every single time. Young Muslim boys and girls should be able to grow up free from fear, safe from violence, and innocent of hatred. When young Muslim men and women should have the chance to build a new era of prosperity for themselves, it has to be done, and we have to let them do it. With God's help, this summit will mark the beginning of the end for those who practice terror and spread its vile creed. At the same time, we pray this special gathering may someday be remembered as the beginning of peace in the Middle East, and maybe even all over the world. But this future can only be achieved through defeating terrorism and the ideology that drives it. Few nations have been spared the violent reach of terrorism. America has suffered repeated barbaric attacks, from the atrocities of September 11th to the devastation of the Boston bombings to the horrible killings in San Bernardino and Orlando. The nations of Europe have also endured unspeakable horror. So too have the nations of Africa and South America.
As you can India, stop it there, Mr. Russia. Producer, and forward to 1327. Now, it's interesting that Trump would mention 9/11, Boston bombing, San Bernardino, and Orlando, all which most of us that listen to RBN, some of us on RBN and on other networks and on YouTubers and so forth, look, those were, all of those were, 9/11, of course, been fleshed out as a major false flag. Boston was just a pathetic, pathetic hoax. San Bernardino, there were some definite problems with that one. And then Orlando was a joke. And so, San Bernardino is the one where you could find people more or less on the fence, but the other three were basically deep state intelligence operations, with state actors, no matter who you want to say was the state actor. These were synthetic terror incidents. And so by Trump bringing them up, you should have looked at the faces. If you haven't seen the video of Trump doing this, and look at these guys squirm, and some of them are just like rolling their eyes and looking up at the ceiling. Pretty, pretty interesting to watch these people while Trump was talking, because, these guys got their own intelligence agencies. They know that basically, the Saudis, the Israelis, the Brits, the United States, alphabet agencies and so forth, they set this clash of civilizations up. Not that street level Islamic, jerks aren't out raping and beating people up on the subways and robbing and doing all the raping kids at the pools. But at the same time, you got to look at these other incidents and be like, look, a lot of these were highly Charlie Hebdo and Bataclan and all these other ones. I mean, we know that these were state actors. Initiated events carried out by synthetic means. See you guys on the other side.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We're back. Incendiary Radio on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to continue. There's a couple really good little segments here. Mr. Producer, let's hit clip at the 1327 mark.
The potential of this region has never, ever been greater. 65% of its population is under the age of 30. Like all young men and women, they seek great futures to build, great national projects to join, and a place for their families to call home. But this untapped potential, this tremendous cause of optimism, is held at bay by bloodshed and terror. There can be no coexistence with this violence. There can be no tolerating it, no accepting it, no excusing it, and no ignoring it. Every time a terrorist murders an innocent person and falsely invokes the name of God, it should be an insult to every person of faith. Terrorists do not worship God. They worship death. If we do not act against this organized terror, then we know what will happen and what will be the end result. Terrorism's devastation of life will continue to spread. Peaceful societies will become engulfed by violence, and the futures of many generations will be sadly squandered. If we do not stand in uniform condemnation of this killing, then not only will we be judged by our people, not only will we be judged by history, but we will be judged by God. This is not a battle between different faiths, different sects, or different civilizations. This is a battle between barbaric criminals who seek to obliterate human life and decent people, all in the name of religion.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. You know, that all sounds great on the surface. And forward ahead to 2154, and that'll be the last segment. We'll pick that up after the top of the hour. But, you know, think about this. All the guys in the black ops community that actually orchestrate synthetic terror incidents, they worship death. Okay? Now, I guess I know the guy out at the square with the old soccer arena in Afghanistan that's cutting the lady's head off. He worships death, too. And the Saudi guys, you know, throwing people off buildings because they think they're homos or whatever. Yeah, they worship death, too. And you know, I got to get into some of this after the top of the hour, but I saw a bunch of Scientology stuff, Leah Remini and David Miscavige's dad being interviewed by Joe Rogan. And I got to talk about that in the next hour. Very fascinating stuff. But there's a lot of parallels between Islam and Scientology that I'm going to try to cover on the other side of the break. Incendiary Radio, keep listening.
It's so tall. And when I see them miles on the ground, the ships are sitting rabbit, they seem not rather small. So why, must we let our chances fly? And when will we ever see hope again? Why, is it so hard?
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.